Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop's live Emmy special. The Emmys tomorrow will be unlike anything we've ever seen. It'll be the biggest stars, the toughest face-offs, and celebrities possibly in their pajamas. In the next hour, we're talking to the nominees, their stylists, and showing you how Hollywood is making the most of the Emmys from home. We've got our champagne, minus Morgan. Sorry,
yep.
Honey.
Too fun.
But it is time to get this party started. Justin and I will drink for you.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. As you know, tomorrow won't have the usual wild red carpets and packed ballrooms, but we will have Jimmy Kimmel hosting from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. He told Kelly and Ryan he's pretty much on his own.
You're at the Staples Center, but there's no one in the audience, right?
No, no one will be in the audience. You, as far as I know, will not be out there on the red carpet, Ryan, right?
Right. No, we will not be out there, but you're going to have...
So you're going to be in the Staples Center all by yourself.
Yes.
Tell me,
we picked the biggest possible venue for me to be alone in.
Normally, award show hosts address the celebs in the room. They make jokes about the people there. How do you think it's going to work this year?
You know, it's so interesting because to be asked to host one of these shows, the stars really don't get paid that much money. It's like it's an honor. It's a privilege to be asked.
It's like something on your IMDb
resume.
Page.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it's something on your resume. But this year, if I was Jimmy Kimmel, I would be like, yo, this is now a full-time job to make people laugh, to keep people entertained, and to keep people in there for 2 hours alone. I would have to ask for some more cash. Like, I'm gonna need a bag on this.
No, I think he's gonna kill it. I think he's such a professional. He does such a good job. And I think on the flip side of things, it's actually probably less nerve-wracking to not have, like, to have people not be there. I think, like, you could be like, okay, well, I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Like, I don't really have to play by any sort of rules because, like, I'm not going to get a side eye from someone. If I make a joke about somebody, they're not here. So I can, like, push the envelope. So I feel like might work in his favor.
But he doesn't have anyone there laughing.
But, like, he'll have some crew.
It's hard. It's hard to, like, feel that energy whenever nobody's laughing back. It's a little tough. I honestly predict there's going to be some pre-packaged jokes, like stuff that he's aired ahead of time.
Right.
One, like, teasing someone, being like, everybody's watching from homes. Some people are going to get dressed up. Some people aren't. And he's going to cut to someone in their towel or their robe and have little dialogue that's pre-recorded.
100%.
I'm sure he's done stuff before, yeah.
And we forget that Jimmy Kimmel is, like, the gatekeeper to Hollywood. He knows everybody. He's been in this business for so long. His late-night show has hosted some of the biggest stars in the world. I'm pretty sure that Jimmy's going to have some people coming through. Just because the audience can't be there doesn't mean that celebs can't be in there 6 to 10 feet away.
There you go.
Something will happen. Matt Damon will come out with him or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I hope so. Some big stars like Oprah, Gabrielle Union, Jason Bateman, Sterling K. Brown, and America Ferrera will be making an appearance. Her is going to perform the In Memoriam segment. 130 camera crews will be in 10 countries and 20 different cities. The executive producers say can and will happen. They also expect that some kids might jump in on their parents' acceptance speeches. So who do you think is most likely to have the most surprising cameo in their speeches?
Oh, my God.
Secretly kind of excited about this format, strangely enough, because this brings me back to the old school days when Joan Crawford would win awards or Marilyn Monroe. You would listen to the live cast on the radio, and then there would be a press corps outside your, you know, home to take photos and talk to you about it. So I'm super excited to see what they come up with. But if Jennifer Aniston wins this award, I have a weird feeling that she is watching with her co-stars from Friends. Courtney Cox. Yes, I think that it's like, I think that's where she is. So they could actually be there when she wins this award.
Well, hell, that'd be awesome. The one thing that I was thinking of was Michael Douglas sitting there, and if he gets the award, Catherine Zeta-Jones just sitting behind him being like, honey, you need to thank this person. Don't forget this person. Like having a checklist, making sure that he doesn't forget any names in his speech. You know, wives sitting next to him, like helping them out.
I feel like it's probably more pressure also, because if you're like, if you're living in a double celebrity household, like they kind of have to show up too, because you want your moment to stand out.
You never know.
Yeah, kind of like when Chrissy Teigen showed up in that virtual table read.
Yes,
like
I love that.
Such a nonchalant, hey guys, I'm here, all glammed out, but I was just stopping in to say hi.
Especially the ones who have partners who can't let them have a minute for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you know those Hollywood couples.
I can be like that. One thing that won't be different this year, E! Continues to be your go-to for Emmys coverage on Sunday. We'll be talking to the stars before the ceremony, and we'll have the winners and best moments of the night at the after party. Mm-hmm. Of course, the red carpet will be very different this year, but let's not forget some of our favorite moments from years past. Watch.
It's the Emmys.
I'm amazed.
Hey everyone, I'm Julianna DePandy coming to you from the E! Tower with a perfect view.
Are people drinking?
And everybody's schwitzing and trying to look glamorous.
And we're trying to smile.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hello! Yeah.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
My dress is a little see-through, I'm realizing.
No, our cameras won't catch that.
Being in people's lives with these stories and these issues and having them connect in the way that they have, I mean, I think it sort of floored all of us.
Reese, what?
Why
are you laughing?
It's so weird that we're all standing here.
I never do things thinking about awards. Mm-hmm. I was so thrilled that Oprah chose me to bring the beloved Janie Crawford to the screen that was the award, that was the win.
There's almost an addition. Just non-stop everywhere I go, and nobody talks to me about anything else. Uh-huh. It's great, it's so fun.
Sofia Vergara.
How are you?
Where are you looking, Sofia?
I'm looking at my family. I have 20 Colombians, and I'm scared that they're going to like go crazy and take pictures with all the stars, and then I'm going to lose them.
Very good to see you. A little date night tonight.
Always. We always use these as a date night.
Tom, we want to glam you. Come on. I've been dying to glam Tom Hanks.
And glam cam.
Action.
Oh, glam cam.
Who are you wearing, Heidi?
Dior.
G-string, seal. You know, you're very lingerie very savvy. Yeah. Yes. Well, here's Will, our producer.
I don't know what's going on here.
It's nice to sort of see the moments when you're not in a dress and you have avocado on every part of your shirt and you smell like urine.
That's life as a mom sometimes.
I might still smell like urine.
Oh, today was fantastic.
Well, tell us about today.
Johnny, my 2-year-old, one of the twins, he begins to projectile vomit all over me.
You said that you were sweating in places you didn't know existed. Is it that warm here?
That was a private conversation.
My bad.
Kaylee Cuoco Woco.
I love
it. Kaylee Cuoco Woco.
It's Cuoco.
Cuoco. Let's get into the night's nail biting competitions. There are so many amazing, talented women to choose from. And the lead actress comedy category. Who do you think will win? Or you can just say who you want to win.
I feel like mine is probably who I want to win, but I definitely went with Rachel Brosnahan, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I love the show. I think she's so good in it. I just feel like she deserves it. And I mean, I know that she's won in the past, but like she is good from start to finish in every single episode. So I feel like I want her to win it.
Mm. Yeah, I get it. I went with Christina Applegate and Dead to Me. That was like one of the shows this year that as soon as I watched the first episode, I had to watch until the very end. And I've missed her on my screen. And so I saw her coming back and it was a different side of her. And I just thought she was really, really good. I don't know if she's going to be able to win this really good competition, but I just am rooting for her.
Yeah. You know what? Both great picks, but I'm sorry to tell you, the person who's going to win it is Catherine O'Hare from Schitt's Creek. If you have never seen Schitt's Creek, shame on you.
Yeah.
This woman in this role gives you every single thing she has. And I think a lot of people were sleeping on Schitt's Creek for a while. And then the pandemic happened and people caught up. It was a fun, easy watch. And people fell in love with Catherine O'Hara again.
And they have history together, those two.
Yes.
Levy and her. I mean, I literally just watched a movie with both of them.
I'm not going to lie, any one of the ladies in this category, if they win, I'm like here for it because they're all honestly so good. Okay, moving on to lead actress in a drama.
Oh my God, this was so hard because Zendaya was just so amazing in Euphoria. But I have to tell you, Olivia Colman in The Crown, giving you everything you thought the queen should and would be, was everything. And you know, these people like a period piece.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do.
100%. They love when a white woman goes through a tough time. Olivia Colman went through a tough time.
You're right. It's tough competition. I have to root for my girl, Zendaya. She killed it in Euphoria. If she wins, she's going to be the youngest actress to ever win in this category. So that's pretty exciting. I hope she does it. She's just such a star in the making. But if she doesn't, she'll win eventually for something.
100%. I chose Jennifer Aniston, but I think I was just tired that day. I love Jennifer Aniston no matter what, but I definitely don't think Jennifer Aniston's going to win. I definitely think Zendaya is going to win, hands down. She killed Euphoria, as did Jen Aniston, but I do feel like Zendaya's going to take it.
You might be right.
Well, good news, guys, coming up. We're speaking of Zendaya. We are going to be seeing if she's going to be in a dress or pajamas tomorrow because we've got the inside scoop straight from her stylist. Ugh. Plus, Laverne Cox is telling us what she'll be wearing and who she's rooting for. That's next, guys. We'll be right back.
God, Laverne looks good, huh?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop's live Emmy special. The big question of the weekend. What do you wear to a virtual award show? Xana Roberts-Rossi talked to Zendaya stylist Law Roach to find out.
It's incredible. It's like a totally a surreal kind of dreamlike experience.
It's Zendaya's first nomination for Best Actress. Yeah. What does the image architect, Law Roach, put on Zendaya for her first nomination at an Emmy? When it's going to be at home, streamed from her living room to our living rooms.
We've been really up in the air about it. Do we dress up? Do we not dress up? Do we celebrate? Do we not celebrate? I think more than anything, she's really happy to be nominated and to be recognized for Euphoria and her performance on there.
I'm just reaching for something to make it all seem meaningful.
I won't tell too much. We might have a dress. We might not have a dress.
Where are we at today? What's the gauge today? Are we at like, are we in like Chanel pajamas or are we in a Prada gown?
She's in probably, some no-name sweats, honestly, with her dog on the sofa somewhere. So there's very like, when she takes it off, she takes it off.
Okay, well, he really teased us. So any predictions of what Zendaya is going to wear?
Whatever it is going to be fabulous.
I know, that's, right?
You know what, she's just one of those people that, like, no matter what it is, it always is perfect. It's never like, it was a miss for her. It's just, like, almost too perfect. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. It'll be cool no matter what. Okay. Tomorrow, let's also talk about Billy Porter, speaking of fashion. He made a statement about... on every red carpet last season, so he always goes big. Do you think he's gonna go big tomorrow or just keep it casual?
Here's the jam. All of Billy Porter's stuff is custom and couture, and since COVID, we forget that a lot of fashion houses aren't running at full staff. Mm-hmm. People don't have the resources to put together a Billy Porter ensemble. So I think this year, especially with cutbacks, you know, from the studios and budgets going down, I think Billy Porter is still going to be fabulous. But I think this is the year that Billy Porter says, you know what? I'm going to throw something together that I already have, or I'm going to make it less fabulous because these are the times to scale back. I'm telling you.
No way.
I don't think he's going to scale back either.
No. He's going to go balls to the wall like he always does. Are you kidding? You're talking about budgets for Billy Porter. You're not talking about us, okay? Somebody is going to make him the dress or the pantsuit or whatever the hell he's envisioning of his dreams. Like, he is going to show out. And I don't think somebody who, I mean, I hate to say this, but there's a lot of fashion pressure on him. You know what I mean? To constantly up the ante, to constantly give us something that we're all gagging over. And he's done a really good job of mixing it up every single time. He is definitely not going to be doing pajamas on the sweats. If he does, there will be feathers and there will be jewels.
Ooh, that is a prediction.
Mm.
The good news is we're going to get the answer from Billy himself when he joins us later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Okay, now let's talk about Jennifer Aniston. She loves to rock black on the red carpet, but recently she has mixed it up a little bit. So tomorrow, is she back in black? Is she going to wear the jeans and the white tee? The casual look? What do you think?
I think she's going to mix.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? Like, you think
I think she'll wear a floor-length cashmere dress that's, like, so simple and so chic because she'll be at home with her friends with that hair just nicely tousled for 4 hours by Chris McMillan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's going to be that California chic casual that she loves to do so
well. I could see out of anybody her wearing a robe. Obviously not just, like, a normal, like, cotton robe, like you said, like a sexy, like, couture, like, is that an actual robe or is that a full-on outfit? Kind of confusing, but like very rich, but at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to, I also think it's kind of a matter of respect a little bit. Like, they want to kind of poke fun at the fact that, like, they can't all be together. But winning an Emmy is obviously a very big deal. So I think they're definitely going to want to show up for the occasion. So I think if we are going to get an at-home look, it's going to be a very glam at-home look. Like, I don't think anyone's showing up in jeans and a t-shirt unless it's like Jimmy Kimmel or somebody that's doing a skit.
100%. Gotcha. But you know who's not going to give us a casual at-home look is Miss Laverne Cox. Mm. And I got the Emmy nominee, actually four-time Emmy nominee, to talk about what she's planning to wear tomorrow and so much more. Take a look. I am so excited to finally welcome you to the E! Family. You are hosting the E! Emmys Countdown Show. If anyone knows about red carpet, if anybody knows about fashion and what it takes to get on that carpet, it is you. But I have to know, are we keeping it casual this Emmy season, or are we going all out?
Justin Sylvester, I'm casual today, but do you think on Emmy Sunday, Laverne is going to be casual? No, we were in a... this is what people don't know. It is so much work to get ready for an event. So I'm so excited. You know, my award show days over the years, I wake up 8 in the morning and I would turn on E and I would watch Countdown to, you know, Oscars or Countdown to Emmys.
Yes.
And I'd spend the whole day with E. And now this year I get to be there with you guys, like counting down to the Emmys. And as an Emmy nominee, as someone who's watched for years and years and years, I am so excited. And we're planning to give you a little, you know, a little something, something. And of course, I'm presenting Sunday night at the Emmy. So we have to do two looks.
It's gonna be fun. Besides yourself, who are you rooting for to get that trophy?
This year's voting was so hard. I watched a lot of TV this year. Like in quarantine, I've binged so many shows. Everyone at Schitt's Creek, I'm just like rooting for every single one of them. Honestly, a nomination is a win. We've got Regina King. We've got Kate Blanchett. We've got Octavia Spencer. How do you choose between these women? I sat there with my Emmy ballot. I was just like, I sound so politically correct, but like everyone is amazing. Everyone really is amazing. I've watched Morning Show all the way through 3 times. The beginning of quarantine, I watched it and I was like, Jennifer Aniston is not playing.
We're gonna have a kiki. We need to talk about all this. We need to rewatch Schitt's Creek. And I will see you on the E! Countdown to the red carpet.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome. All right, you guys, still ahead. Red carpet do's and don'ts with Anthony Anderson. Plus, which Emmy nominee is a big fat liar? And who was featured in Taylor Swift's music video? Our game of Before They Were Stars is next. Play with us.
It's interesting.
Hats and all.
Anthony Anderson is nominated for his 9th Emmy this year. The Blackish star is up for lead actor in a comedy series. There won't be a traditional red carpet this year, but that did not stop Anthony from breaking down some red carpet rules with us. We want to talk do's and don'ts with award show pro Anthony Anderson. All right, Anthony, should you chew gum on a red carpet? Do or don't?
Don't.
Don't do it.
Unless your breath is funky.
Fair enough. Should nominees prepare a speech or just wing it and speak from the heart?
Always prepare a speech. That way you never forget anyone or anything.
Love it. What should you always have in your pockets?
A good luck charm and your Emmy winning speech.
Nice. Should you thank other actors in your category?
You want the politically correct answer or you want... No, I'm just joking. No, It's always an honor to be nominated amongst your peers. So yeah, you would want to celebrate them as well, just because you would want them to celebrate you if they were to win.
Aw. Should you sneak in a snack during the awards?
Yes, you should sneak a snack into the awards because those awards last long. And so yeah, you want to have at least some cashews, some almonds, and some water.
Who's the one person you should always thank in your speech?
Ooh, if you're married, your spouse.
That's right. That's very important. All right, last one. Should you always stop and talk to E on the red carpet? Hint, there is only one correct answer here, Anthony.
Yes.
Yes. Love it. Thank you, Anthony. Oh my gosh, so Anthony's been nominated for a lead actor in a comedy series every year since 2015.
You know what?
He hasn't won yet.
I know the win is what people want, but the guy's been nominated that many times. It's like honor, you know, to even get the nomination.
Really? I'm sorry. I think it's slightly offensive. If you're going to be nominated 9 times and not win once... I think that's a little, you got to give it to him at one point. Come on. Or don't nominate him every year. 9 times is ridiculous. I would be pissed.
Susan, you're fabulous. But, you know, let him take home the gold one year.
It's like we need someone to nominate, so we're nominating you, but we're never going to give you the award. Jay-Z got nominated that one time for those Grammys. He never went back.
He never went back. But if somebody told me, look, you are in the top 5 of comedic actors in the world this year, that is a win in itself. Susan Lucci never turned her back on the Daytime Emmys, even though they nominated her ass
25 times.
She still showed up with hair and makeup, ready to go.
And Anthony will, too. I'm excited to see what he's going to wear tomorrow.
Susan Lucci.
Robe chic, he said.
I hate you, Justin.
How well do you guys know this year's nominees? We're going to find out with a little trivia game about their early Hollywood gigs. Okay, woo! You two are up competing in this one, okay? Which nominee for this year's lead actress in a drama played Mrs. Phyllis Caldwell in 2002's Big Fat Liar?
Jodie Comer.
I'm gonna go to Olivia Colman.
The answer is Sandra Oh. You're both wrong.
Oh!
Okay, which of this year's Emmy nominees was featured in Kanye West's 2006 Touch the Sky video?
Ooh. Issa Rae.
No, Tracy Ellis Ross.
It is Tracy Ellis Ross, I think.
Oh, my
God. 1 point for me.
Yes, Tracy Ellis Ross. Okay, which lead actress in a comedy nominee guest starred on the new Leave It to Beaver back in 1985?
Oh.
I'm going to go with Linda Cardellini.
So am I.
Christina Applegate.
Oh, my God. We are really bad at this game.
It's okay. These are way back.
These are hard.
Jennifer Aniston is nominated for lead actress in a drama this year. What was her first movie role in 1993? Think of the year.
Leprechaun.
Good job, you guys. Leprechaun is it. Okay, we're reading some of your guys' fashion predictions. Oh, I don't know who won. Who won?
Morgan?
Oh, good job, Morgan. Okay, Kiana says, we'll see pretty fancy pajamas to assimilate what's happening. happened with what's happening, but still got to keep it cute. Got it. Samantha agrees. She says, let's make this a PJ party. And Sarah predicts half dresses will be popular at this year's event.
I will say, look, I think a lot of people are like relishing in the fact that they can get hair and makeup right now.
Right.
And there's nothing like that first lacquer. I'm telling you from experience, I hate hair and makeup. I literally lived for it.
You were loving it.
I think a lot of celebrities are going to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, up next, remember when Nicole Kidman kissed another man in front of her husband at the Emmys? The craziest Emmy moments are coming after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Emmys are always full of glamorous stars, but sometimes things, you know, they get a little awkward. So we're going to look back at a few moments that we're never going to forget.
I know, we're just like, let me, like, not expose my
Amy.
Hi!
Yeah, sometimes things can get a little awkward at award shows, and Amy Schumer wasn't done yet.
Who are you wearing this evening?
Vivian Westwood. Tom yes. Ford shoes, and an OB tampon.
But is anything as cringeworthy as watching someone kiss someone who's not their husband in front of their husband? I'm talking to you, Nicole Kidman.
And the Emmy goes to Alexander Skarsgård.
That was in 2017 when Alex won for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Big Little Lies. Nicole later said it was just a congratulatory kiss.
And the Emmy goes to Jon Hamm.
Jon Hamm climbed the stage to accept his first Emmy for Mad Men, but he'll probably take the stairs next time. He later told E, well, that was just stupid. Heidi Klum also hit the stage, literally, in 2008. Her co-host, Tom Bergeron, dropped her during a skit, and we're still not sure if it was planned or not.
My great triumph was not falling arse over as I came up those stairs.
That was the first thing out of Helen Mirren's mouth during her speech for Outstanding Lead Actress. But was it awkward or awesome?
If you saw the shoes I've got on, you'd understand.
By the way, Keith Urban's good. He saw Eyes Wide Shut. He knows what Nicole's all about, honey. She loves to do that in front of her husbands, okay?
Wasn't a big deal.
You know what? All those moments, though, just... They're cringe. I guess you could say yes, they're cringeworthy, but I love them. Right?
Yeah.
They made the night.
Those are the moments we live for.
Exactly. I've had my share over the many years I've been here at E. I mean, too many to even count. Any cringeworthy moment that stands out in your mind that you guys have had on air?
Oh no, I have a few. Like the time I thought Ian Ziering was on Saved by the Bell.
Oh yeah, we were there for that one.
Yeah, or the time I tried to strip and the pants wouldn't come off.
That's the best.
That was also, I almost took Morgan's ankle out that day, or the time they brought the snake on and I ran. There's a lot.
There's a lot. That's kind of what Daily Pop thrives on, is our cringeworthy moments.
No, they like to set me up. That's what they do.
They
like, oh, you don't like clowns? We're going to put you in a house full of clowns and leave you in the bottom
because
staircase.
Because, Justin, you're just so funny.
No, I was a yes
when
person.
You're all
never again.
Like the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time to look back at some iconic Emmy outfits in a segment we're calling Guess That Emmy Fashion. I'm going to show you an item of clothing, dress, hat, accessory, and you have to guess who wore it. Whoever gets the most correct wins. Back in 1999, which actress showed up in this two-piece sequin outfit? We're going to...
Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston.
You're right, Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh. Oh, don't even play with me on Saturday morning about this outfit.
Okay. Who does this light pink corset dress belong to?
Oprah.
Regina.
That's
King.
Oprah, boo.
Oprah.
That's when Oprah was snatched and nobody could touch that snack, y'all.
Are you kidding me? Okay. Damn it.
This actress's best accessory in 2016 was when she debuted her baby bump.
Kerry Washington.
I remember this dress so well, but who was
it? Is it?
It's Kerry Washington.
Yes.
Gosh, you guys are like on it. Okay.
To be fair, I saw this the other day.
Okay. Which actress wore this pink rose armband?
Jessica Jessica Parker.
No. Jessica Parker.
You thought it was Laura Flynn Boyle.
No, I was going to say Penelope Cruz. I'm so pissed at myself. Damn it.
I love that dress. It's so good. Okay, which comedic actress wore this bright pink gown to...
Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yes. Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
Stop answering so fast. Damn it. Okay, in 2006, which actress rocked several big layered necklaces?
Christina Applegate.
No, Sandra Oh. And her hair was like twisted in a thing.
Yep.
Oh, damn it. Sandra,
okay,
I'm failing
you
today. You
guys. And we're going back to 1995. Which actress sported this sparkly purple choker?
Cynthia Nixon.
Courtney Cox.
Winona Ryder.
Someone show Judd.
I finally came to play.
Somebody came to play.
Coming up, the party planner to the stars is sharing tips on how to throw the most epic Emmy bash at home. We'll be right back.
Courtney Cox.
I hope you're drinking with us,
so
by the way.
Christina, how's it feel? Is this your first Emmys?
Yeah, this is my first Emmys.
How's it feel?
Fine, you know, it's kind of wild. All these people watching you
out there. Why do you think the Emmys are so important?
Gosh, that's a question. Why are they important? I think it's giving tribute to those people that have worked really hard for a really long time, you know, and it's kind of like saying thank you, I guess.
That's Christina Applegate's first time at the Emmys back in 1989, way before her 7 Emmy noms. This year, she has a nod for Dead to Me.
I miss the days when stars didn't feel like every word that they said was going to be twisted or misconstrued,
totally.
And they could be honest. Like,
totally.
This day and age, a celebrity would not get up there not knowing the questions that you were going to ask. And I feel like I'm going to bring it back. I feel like reporters play it too safe these days. Not that that was a safe question. I feel like we're just too scared to offend or piss off a celebrity, but they're there and they want to answer those tough questions. Mm-hmm. Their publicists might not want them to, but they want to do it and they want to be real and they want to be authentic.
That was just like an annoying question of that woman to ask. Like, I don't know. She's so clearly she's like, why are they important? I don't know. They're important. And I mean, she answered it really well, but it's just one of those questions where the reporter was like, this is a question I have lined up and I have to ask it this way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
she killed
it. Who Christina was at the time. She was just like, hi. But she ended up becoming like this huge star. So you just never know. And that's kind of funny. Sometimes we interview these up and comers. We don't know what's going to happen, if we'll ever see them again, or if they're a one hit wonder. And then all of a sudden they're like this big star. And you're like, oh, I should have paid more attention. Whoops. All right. You don't have to let social distancing take the fun out of your Emmy viewing party. Party Planning to the Stars, Stephanie Terblanche is here to show us how to party like it's 2020.
I know 2020 has thrown us some curveballs, but I hope that some of these ideas will help you celebrate with those you love in a socially responsible way. One of the first things that we had to say goodbye to was the grazing table. We just can't be having communal food. So instead of this, make each pod a party tray. That way they can have individual portions. You can have mini charcuterie boards with fruit, cheese, nuts, anything you want. We can give a shout out to our Emmy by putting gold wrapped candies on there as well. My new favorite party hack is to make one drink for the whole family. Give the kids colorful shakers so we know that they're theirs. They can add fruit, ice, maybe throw in a little bit of that candy from our charcuterie board. Shake it up and enjoy. For the adults, give them something a little classier. They can add their favorite spirit, mint, maybe throw in some mixers. Also, a little tip, when you're buying bottled water, get the mini kind. That way people just open them and drink them instead of setting down half empty bottles. Something you can't do without at an outdoor projection party is popcorn. To put a new spin on an old classic, we took one of these dollar store jewelry organizers and put all different types of popcorn seasonings in there just to mix it up a bit. When it comes time to decorate your space, you don't need to buy anything at all. You have everything you need at home. We didn't have a projector screen, but do you know what we did have? A swing set. So we just took off the swings, threw a sheet over, and clamped it down. One of my favorite ways to accommodate floor seating at events is to use coffee tables. They're the perfect height. We grabbed my coffee table and a few rugs and every throw pillow we could find to make designated areas for our guests. Please don't forget, it's mosquito season. Buy citronella everything.
I don't know. Good point. If I get to your house and my charcuterie plate is not personalized for myself,
oh, wow,
and I have to share the meats, you don't care about my life, and
oh,
I'm leaving.
Okay, individual charcuterie plates. Okay.
It goes yes. fast. Noted. It goes fast.
Let's read some of your guys' thoughts on which actors you're rooting for this year. Brennan says, I hope Issa Rae in Insecure wins something, and I hope Zendaya wins for Best Actress in a Drama.
Absolutely.
And Sarah says, Zendaya is getting it on her first time.
Well, for sure. But
absolutely.
I do want to remind everybody, this girl is just starting her journey. This is only the beginning for her. So, Moira Rose, let's give Catherine O'Hara what she's been deserving since Beetlejuice. Okay.
No.
Oh.
Zendaya all the way.
All right, you guys. Up next, Billy Porter is revealing his special Emmy viewing plans with us. Plus, his Pose co-star Hailee Sahar is sharing makeup secrets and how to serve the best looks on your next Zoom call.
Ooh.